2 Corinthians chapter 10. I, Paul, beseech you, by the gentleness and by the meekness of Jesus Christ, I, who am meek and very gentle when I'm with you, but harsh apparently when I'm distant from you, I beg you not to force me to be strict with you when I come to see you, for I'm sure that I can deal harshly with those who say that we act in worldly ways. It's true that we live in the world, but we do not fight in worldly strength. The weapons that we use in our warfare are not the weapons of the world, but God's weapons, which we use to bring down strongholds. So, you see, Paul was slandered. Paul had to put up with people saying nasty things about him. And that's what makes a lot of people give up. But actually, when you look at all God's servants, Moses, all of them, David, they all had people saying nasty things about them that weren't true. And if you're really motivated by serving God, you just have to keep on despite all that. So he says that with the weapons of God, we pull down strongholds. We destroy false arguments. We pull down everything that is proud and lifted up against the knowledge of God, trying to bring every thought into captivity to Christ. So what being a Christian is really all about is about controlling our thoughts, what Paul calls bringing every thought into captivity to Christ. So he's using all this language of fighting and winning battles and pulling down strongholds, but he's really saying that it's all in the mind. It's overcoming the thoughts of the flesh. And that is what Christianity is all about who we are when nobody is looking. Where are our thoughts as we go to bed, as we walk down the street, as we're at school, work, wherever we might be? Where's our heart? That's the question. So he says, you, that's the people in Corinth, are looking at things just as they appear outwardly. If there's anyone who reckons himself to belong to Christ, well, he should just think that just as he belongs to Christ, so also do we belong to Christ. There's no good saying, I belong to Christ and nobody else does. This is a common mistake people make. Paul says, for I am not ashamed. Even if I have boasted a bit too much about the authority that the Lord has given me, that authority was to build you up, not to bring you down. I don't want it to appear that I am trying to terrify you with my letters. Some of you will say, Paul's letters are very strong, but when he's with us in person, he's weak and his words are pathetic. But such a person must understand that there is no difference between what I write in my letters when I'm absent from you and what I do when I'm with you. So Paul's bodily presence was very weak. And he talks about a thorn in the flesh. So perhaps there was something in Paul that wasn't very attractive. Maybe he had a broken nose, or he had a speech impediment, he stuttered. And that is, of course, how it was with Moses. Moses was chosen by God to go and talk to Pharaoh and to let God's people go. But Moses seems to say to God, but I can't because I stutter. So can you imagine somebody speaking God's word and uttering all the time? I've come to speak God's word to you. People would say, oh, no, God, choose a guy who can speak properly, please. You see, this is how God works. He chooses the people who apparently are weak. And I think Paul was another example of this. So, Paul says, of course, I would not dare to compare myself with those who rate themselves so highly. How foolish they are. They create their own standards by which to measure themselves by themselves. And by this, they are not wise. So the only comparison is with Jesus. Not comparing ourselves with other people or even against ourselves. As for us, however, I will not boast without my limits. I will remain within the limits of the work which God set for us to do, and that includes our work amongst you. And since you are within the limits of the work which God gave me to do, we are not going beyond them when we came to you, bringing the gospel about Jesus Christ. And so I will not boast about the work that others have done beyond the limits which God set for me. Instead, we hope that your faith may grow and that we may be able to do much greater work among you. And yet within the limits which God has set, and then we can preach the gospel to the regions beyond you.
Mommy.